PQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Consider this, ladies and gentlemen, as you gather by your radios and audio devices for another agenda. It's 12:15 in the afternoon, and I put it to you. Who or what is Mr. Panther? Now, this may be the only question that cannot be answered by information easily come by while traveling on the tubes of the internets. Mr. Panther chooses not to be bandied about in social media. Instead, Mr. Panther retires silently to the shadows like a great cat, waiting for an opportunity to knock your coffee mug off onto the new off-white carpet. Yes, with a quick thrust of his Mr. Panther paw, the object of his mood breaks apart, letting coffee go where it may. Now, does Mr. Panther have spots like all panthers? Yes, he does. And it's these very spots, despite several attempts, that will not change. But, hold on. In fact, the great cat that we see in our imagination as the Panthera family takes care of all the cats. There's the tigers, there's the lions, there's the jaguars, there's the leopards, there's the snow leopards, the jaguar, the leopard. Well, what about the panther? Well, there is no panther. Yes, there is. What about the black panther? I'm glad you brought that up. It's really a jaguar or a leopard. What about the white panther? Same thing, jaguar or leopard. What about the cougar or the mountain lion? That's separate. Okay, what about the Florida panther? That's a cougar. What about the panther or the Mr. Panther? It's an ancient, purely legendary creature, usually depicted as resembling a large cat with a multicolored hide, like a unicorn, but with attitude and a need for more tuna. So use your imagination. In fact, you're going to have to, because without that imagination, Mr. Panther will not exist. It's like the audience saving Tinkerbell by wishing. You guys can wish, can't you? Tinkerbell safer at another day. Now, you can preserve the notion of Mr. Panther by turning your mind to the ancient folklore your parents taught you while sitting by the evening fire in the frozen woods. So there's no panther at all? No, there isn't. Not by that name. Leopard? Yes. Panther? No. Jaguar? Yes. Panther? No. Mr. Panther? Well, for purposes of the show, he will be declared alive and well. But after 1 o'clock today, Bonacci time, you're on your own. In fact, better call Mr. Panther Mr. Leopard, tout suite, or watch that bottle of hot sauce meet what remains of the off-white carpet. Mr. Panther, the animal of mystery and of myth, I ask you to declare yourself today. Who or what are you? And do you scratch unwary admirers who mistakenly pet you around the ears and eyebrows? We'll find out. Let's meet our very special guests. Here they are in alphabetical order. We lead off with their keeper, of course. And we wouldn't have one without Ms. Toth, who will step forward to the microphone and accept the thanks of her Mr. Panther candidates. How did you ever get or how did you lead 9 guys or 10 guys down here today, Eleanor?
I kind of fell into it, but it's a
well.
Mr. Panther is a show put on by.
Sounds like there's more to that story than I knew.
A little bit, maybe. But it's put on by the Wenatchee High School ASB, and I'm vice president of Wenatchee High School. So I kind of stepped in and helped arrange it with the head of the entire show, Courtney Brown. She basically runs everything, but I'm kind of the little escort for all the 10 boys here.
10 young men.
Yes, 10 young men, not boys. My bad.
Let's start with them in alphabetical order. Mason Atwood, please come forward.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Why do you want to be Mr. Panther, Mason?
Mostly for the scholarship.
How much is it? You don't know.
It's $1,000.
$1,000,
yes.
American.
And it will
or
help.
Is that in gold?
No, it's no,
unlikely.
No, it's not in gold.
Okay. And where do you want to go to school?
I haven't decided, but I'm probably going to go to Central Washington University.
And are you related to all the guys behind you in the way that you are active at school?
Yes. Some men behind me are in ASB, and I'm also in ASB.
And that's what, the Associated Student Body?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you guys do? You make rules.
Yeah, and we
no
help.
Smoking in the parking lot.
Yeah. And we help lead other students and do activities for the students in the
Like what activities?
Like the dances and fundraisers.
Let's have a vote here by yay or nay. Is Mason Atwood going to be Mr. Panther?
Yay, yay.
Yeah. No, I think the yay has it.
Yeah.
There you go. Mason Brown, step forward, please. Well, you're a tall guy. Pick up your microphone there. Thank you. Mr. Brown, why do you want to be Mr. Panther?
Well, I mean, money is nice, college is expensive, but also, it's just fun. Like, I've gone to him in the past, and just fun. You just goof around for like a month. And
and where do you want to go to school? Where would those $1,000 go?
Hopefully Cal Poly, down in
San Luis Obispo. That's a great town.
I just heard back like a couple weeks ago. And
you're going?
That's the place I want to go, man.
You're going
to
love San Luis Obispo.
I'm going to learn how to surf, so.
Well, you're going to learn. And get yourself a wetsuit right now.
It's freezing.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know if it's going to be cheaper there or not. Anyway, I'll ask you one of the questions from the. Name three words that describe you, Mr. Brown.
Three words.
Word number one.
Word number one. Outgoing. I like talking to people. You know.
You're a talker.
I'm a pretty open book.
You're able to speak.
I'm able to speak.
That's
I'm pretty
good.
Literate.
Word
pretty
two.
Number two. I go encouraging. I like to see people succeed.
So. He can talk. He's encouraging. And word number three.
I'm like gloating. This is not fun.
Okay.
Word number three.
Yeah, word number three.
I'm a happy guy, so I'll go happy.
He can talk. He's happy. And he's on his way to encouragement. With a vote of yay or nay, is this Mr. Panther?
Yay.
Sounds pretty good.
Come on. Thank
you, Mr. Brown. Darius Carlson, please step forward. Hello, Darius.
What's happening?
I don't know what's happening. This is the strangest contest I've ever heard of. What are the elements of the contest that you really are not looking forward to?
Not looking forward to swimwear because I don't know how to swim.
But you know how to. But you do know how to wear swimwear.
Yeah, I might need some floaties or something. But.
Floaties, and then what type of swimwear do you have in mind? If you don't mind me prying.
A life jacket.
Oh, like it.
And that was the first thing that came to my mind because I'm probably going to struggle with that one.
Well, if that's all you wear, they'll remember you forever at the high school, believe me. A shout of yay or nay for Mr. Carlson.
Yay!
Yay.
By the way, what school do you want to go to if you win the 1,000?
I'm committed to Central Washington University to play football.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good
Thank
luck.
You. Thank you.
It's always the knees that go out. Don't hurt your knees. Cole Hansen, please step forward.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Cole.
Hi.
Now that you've done it for a little while, are you glad that you're in the running for Mr. Panther?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun to get up there and show everyone my talent.
What's your talent going to be?
So, just a little sneak peek. I don't want to give it all away.
No, don't give it all away.
There's
going to
be some karate going on.
So. Is it just going to be an examination of what karate would be like, or will you have a hapless someone that you practice on?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be people running at me. There's going to be... It might get a little gory. So
you're going to fend off attackers and vagrants?
Yes.
Wow. What about the swimsuit edition of this, which I kind of find hard to believe, but apparently there is a fashion show that requires you to be in swimwear.
Yeah, that's part of it. I don't know yet for sure, but yeah, I might.
There's doubt in your mind.
Yeah.
There should be doubt in your mind as you're right on the edge of being humiliated. You should always be cautious about that.
Exactly, yeah.
Those feelings of humiliation are real, so don't delve into this unless you really want to.
Yep.
Are you going to dance as well?
Well, karate.
Is that part of the karate?
Art. So, just as dancing is an art, some people would consider karate a dance. So, in a way, yes.
So, because they require you to dance and you know a little bit about karate, you're going to say that that's my dance?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that one. Cole Hansen, thanks for being here. Ethan Harris, where are you? There he is.
Hi, how are you?
Good. The $1,000 is yours, Ethan. Where are you going to go to school?
Florida State University.
You are going to be a Gator?
Yep, it's my plan.
Have you been there yet?
I have. I went there when I went to Disney World with my family.
Wow. Why Florida State?
Just, I like the environment. I like the heat. It's a lot better in here.
And the humidity.
It's a lot nice.
Yeah, they have winters where it gets down to 70.
How terrible. 70-degree weather.
70 degrees.
Can't imagine.
It becomes sweater weather. So what do you know about Florida that you like?
The weather, Disney World, and how very cheap it is.
Okay.
Wenatchee.
Here's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I serve a Miami hurricane. I banish you to the back of the room. There you go. Just joking.
Scared me there for a second.
Except I am a hurricane. I did go to your rival school.
Oh, no.
It's okay. So... There's a lot of good football comes out of Florida. You're going to enjoy it. Thank you, Ethan. Trent Jaeger.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Thanks for being here today. So the $1,000 is yours, Trent. Where are you off to?
I am off to Eastern Washington University.
Excellent. You're going to play football too?
Nope. I am not that gifted in athletics. So.
But you have other gifts.
Yeah. Well, you can see my sort of dancing gift if you.
Is it sort of dance?
Panther. Yes. It's a dance.
Is it? Do you get extra points if you amuse the crowd, do you think?
Well, I sure hope it helps.
What about the swimsuit? What's your talent, by the way?
Well, I'm not going to give it away.
Oh, but does that have anything to do with a musical instrument?
Nope. I am singing? Not blessed with that ability. Okay. But I'll try and attempt to dance. So.
What's your major at Wenatchee High? What's your field of study? Oh, that stumped him. Well, Trent, come up with something. English? English is good. Everyone
sure,
uses it.
I mean, math is not my strong suit.
He just changed his major to English.
Yeah,
very
sure.
Good at the last moment. Xavier Martinez, please step forward. Xavier, you have a long list of activities that you've been involved with. Talk about those for a sec.
I've actually been on the show a few times.
I know.
I'm part of mock trial, and so we actually have our state competition next weekend. And so that's super cool. You know, we really learn a lot of real life skills. I'm also part of DECA, along with some of the other guys in this room. And, of course, the Apple Leaf is a huge part of what I do at the high school newspaper. So I'm a co-editor in chief for that. And shout out to everyone who's listening from there. So
what about your talent? What are you going to do tonight or whenever it is?
Oh yeah, that's kind of a secret. I don't know. I'm a big fan of, big fan of SNL, big fan of, you know, anything
you mean
that can kind of
stand up comedy,
insert a little bit of
stand up political
satire,
comedy,
something
yeah.
like that. Something
oh,
we'll see. I'm not 100% decided.
I like satire.
As
and when it doesn't go well, that's irony. So you can't lose, really.
Exactly. Yeah. Win-win.
Thanks, Xavier. Mario Marino. What is it?
Mario.
Okay.
Yes, Murillo. Yes.
Murillo. Okay, Mario. Forgive me for getting your name wrong.
No, you're all good, man.
What about your future? Where do you want to go to school? Why is this scholarship important to you?
So I'm going to Central Washington University to hopefully major in music performance.
Performance? What do you play?
I play a few instruments. Have a few things on my sleeve. Started out with the piano when I was 4 years old.
Wow.
Then taught myself how to play that by ear. Then I learned how to play the guitar. And then I learned the trumpet through school. And then the trombone and the banjo as well.
Banjo was last?
Yeah.
Sort of desperate there at the end, right? It could have been the accordion. So
no, it really, really could
have been. We do thank you for that. Yeah. Anyway, I love people who play music. Good job on that.
Oh,
plus, it's rare to find somebody who plays stringed instrument and brass instruments and the piano, too. So you must be a wunderkind.
No.
No. Does this have anything to do with what you're going to do for talent tonight?
All I've got to say is I'm a really big fan of the show SpongeBob, and I really miss Gary. My pet snail. So
well,
that's the only hint I'm going to give.
That's a sad note. I'm sorry we had to hear that.
Oh, it's all good, man. All
right. There he goes. Mario, thanks for being here. Diego Navarro. Welcome to the
Hello.
Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about your future. What do you? This $1,000 would go to where if you win?
I plan on going to the University of Washington. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
To major in mechanical engineering.
Wow. Engineers. I had a roommate for an engineer. Strangely enough, my daughter's roommate was also studying to be an engineer. We never saw either of our roommates. They were always studying. So you get yourself into a good study
Sounds
group
terrible.
In your freshman year, which is the year that kills you. That's why they have five-year programs, because the first year just, you forget. You learn how to play beer pong, but you don't learn how to study. So get yourself a study group engineer, and you'll get good grades. What about your talent at when for the show?
You know, I haven't fully decided yet. I might do, you know, I recreate the Dirty Dancing dance that Patrick Swayze did. No, I'll probably have a partner.
Oh, you have a partner. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you can bring props with you for your talent section.
Yeah. Would you like to be my partner?
I would like to, but I'm not going to. How would that be? And thanks for asking. Jake Wiersma, last on our list. We finally made it through everybody.
Hey,
Jake.
Hello.
What did I? What should I have asked the other guys that I now can ask you?
Man, I don't know.
Okay, you're Mr. Panther. What are you going to do with the $1,000?
I mean, I think it has to go to school.
I think that's probably a technicality. Not necessarily. You could spend it on something accidentally. Like what?
Shoot. If I could choose, I don't know. Probably like food or something.
Okay, food. And that would be good for your talent thing. You could eat the food that you bought for $1,000.
Exactly.
What about your, are you guys doing impressions? Well, how did I write that down? Okay. What about the dance, my friend Mr. Wiersma?
Dance.
Are you preparing a dance?
Oh, I guess, yeah, I guess I'm in a dance. I don't really know how to dance, but...
Another reason why I'm not going to be your partner, but it's not personal, you know?
Okay.
Just I don't want to outshine you at that moment when all the eyes of the audience should be on you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, we made it through the first round with everybody on board. Thank God. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll start right at the top with Mason Atwood on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
It's 12:34 at News Radio 560 KPQ. Michael Knight doing The Agenda. The room is packed with 10 men from Wenatchee High School and Eleanor Toth, who's their driver and chaperone. And they're all vying for Mr. Panther, which is going to be decided on April 22nd or 23rd? 22nd. Very good. So we're talking with all the guys to see if we can get an idea about what Mr. Panther is. Mason Atwood, front and center, please.
Here.
Do you know that the theme of your evening, your big show tonight or on the 23rd, is going to be what?
It is. The theme is Little Mermaid.
And you're the Little Mermen.
Yes, we are.
Now, I've seen The Little Mermaid approximately 1,500 times because of my daughter.
Is it
possible that I missed it and there are little mermen in there?
There is. Yeah, King Triton.
In the back?
Yeah, but not.
Behind the bubbles?
Yeah, behind the bubbles.
Why is it The Little Mermaid? Is that because there's always an element of a joke with Mr. Panther?
Yeah, and that's just an iconic movie, so... I think that's why they chose that for the theme.
And plus, it's a juxtaposition with 10 guys vying to be Mr. Panther, and the theme is The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
So you have to answer impromptu questions when the time comes, right?
Yes.
Here's an impromptu question.
Uh-oh.
How many decimal points can you remember from pi?
3.1415926 Something, something, something.
5953 is as far as I know. You were right. Hand for the gentleman here. Who,
thank you.
One day after Pi Day could not be misperched. Who was Richard Nixon's vice president?
I have no idea.
A guy named Spiro Agnew. Mm. That will be of very little use to you in your life, but now you know.
Now I know.
What do you like best about this idea? That it's not that it's a joke. But it's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I like how it could take this, like, big pageant kind of thing and bring it Disney style.
Or maybe. What's the other word I can think of? Well, Saturday Night Live is a bit of it. I don't think they come up with a great idea for Mr. Panther being controlled by the theme of The Little Mermaid. That's very appealing to me. It seems it's such a juxtaposition that it's got to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does Mr. Panther wear when he takes the stage?
What he wears?
Well, what are you going to wear for the evening to impress?
Many different stuff. I'm going to have my swimwear. I'm going to have my talent stuff and a suit, maybe.
So there's a lot of costume changes.
Yeah.
More changes.
And this wonderful T-shirt.
More changes than Madonna backstage.
You know, yeah.
You pull that off. Okay. I love that. Mason Brown, please. Thank you, Mason. Mason's our tallest one. There you go. Just pick up the microphone. Now, when they ask you an impromptu question, can it be any question at all?
Well, it's any question. I think we all get the same one, but we have no way to prepare for it. So kind of like you have two options, either answer it like well or answer it awful. You just got to give an answer at that point.
And how long do you have to speak?
I don't think there's a time limit, but I'm not going to ramble on for a question I have no idea about.
Ramble on, that's your impromptu question. Who recorded Ramble On?
I don't know, can you give me like an era, like a decade? Ramble On?
It was Led Zeppelin.
Oh, well.
You heard of him?
I do know who Led Zeppelin is, yes.
Okay, that's the answer to your impromptu question. But we'll give you another one. Who was Richard Nixon's vice president?
Man, I was sitting in the other corner
Spiro
over there.
Spiro Agnew once again, all right. Darius Carlson, please.
Thank you.
By the way, Darius is allowed that he's going to be playing
Hello?
Wide receiver for the Central Washington Eagles, right?
Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Yes, sir.
The Eagles are your enemy. Yeah. Rival is a better word.
Yeah.
Well, when what are you wearing to dress? What are you going to dress to impress as you take the stage?
The youth would call it drip, I think. I'll be looking good. Trust me.
I do trust you, and the youth of America trust you too.
Yeah, that's right.
Now that you've mentioned drip, what are your favorite things to do outside of school?
I don't know. I like I said, I play football. I play basketball. I don't know. Stay in the weight room. I kind of just do a lot of athletics and stuff like that.
You stay in the weight room? That's really where I can find you between classes or after school?
Yeah, most times, but I know I look kind of skinny right now, but yeah.
But you're a hard body.
Yep.
There you go. Okay. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Cole Hansen, please. Cole, the impromptu question thing, are you worried about that?
No. I'm confident.
You know, that's a really good answer to an impromptu question.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
I like that. Can you figure pi to any further degree than we've already done?
No, no.
I want to start with the first number. What do you think it is?
3.
Good. 3. That's close enough for pi. Your answer will always be wrong, but it's very close. What do you like to do that you don't do when you're right at school? What are your activities off campus?
Well, I'm in the middle of lacrosse season right now. We got a game tonight, 7:00.
How did you get started with lacrosse? Were you born back east?
No. I started back in 5th grade. Little startup program here in Wenatchee. It's grown pretty big, so we're excited.
I was trying to find another team sport that had 9 guys like baseball, and I couldn't find it. Lacrosse is
10 on the field that one time.
Yeah, there you go, right.
Yeah.
9 for baseball, 8 for cricket. Cricket only has 8 guys on the field. Who knew? Okay. Thanks for your time today. Yeah. And why do you want to be Mr. Panther? That's your impromptu question.
Why do I? It's a good amount of money and for clout.
The clout?
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, Ethan Harris, please step forward. We'll start with you. How about activities away from school? What are your favorites, Ethan?
Well, I'm not involved in any kind of sports, but I do gymnastics and I coach.
Really? What do you coach?
And competitive girls and advanced boys gymnastics.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hard. That's a hard sport.
It definitely
is. There's a lot of
training. It's really tough.
And some crazy injuries, too. So your knees and everything's okay?
Yeah. I've experienced a couple injuries, but other than that, it's been great.
What led you to gymnastics? You must have extraordinary balance.
Actually, it was my flexibility. I was never really strong, so flexibility got me into that.
So what are your favorite events in gymnastics?
Definitely floor. Floor is probably my favorite just because it's the most competitive.
Wow. And you coach and you have success as a coach?
I do. I pride myself on being really close with my gymnasts and having that relationship where you can be professional but also being close with them.
What are you wearing to impress on the night of Mr. Panther?
Well, since the theme is Little Mermaid, I will definitely be sporting a Ariel gown and showing up with my best.
So you're going to put Ariel to shame?
I definitely am.
What did she look like when she grew up? She looked like this guy. She looked like Ethan Harris, for sure.
Pretty much, like looking in a mirror.
I know. Trent Jager, please.
Hello.
Let's talk about your activities away from school. What do you look forward to when that bell rings and you're free?
You know, just freedom. Just
the
ability to go home and
that you
relax.
Surrender when you go to that first period class and then you get it back when the bell finally rings.
Yep. Yep. I'm just chilling at home.
Well, it's going to be Friday night. What are you doing tonight?
I'm not sure yet. I'm going to volunteer at a Math is Cool competition at Foothills Middle School.
What school?
Foothills.
Excellent.
Yep.
There you go. That's the way to be Mr. Panther. Devote yourself to the, hypothetical questions that you're going to have to answer. Are you looking forward to that?
I think I'll be looking forward to it when the time comes. But
if you all get the same question, then each of you has to answer the same question in a different way, right? That's an unfair challenge. The guys at the end, for instance, Jake Wiersma being at the end of our list that's alphabetically arranged, would get the same question, but he'd get it the last time. It would be answered 9 times before he heard it.
Yep.
Oh, that's not fair.
That is not fair.
No, we need a question that would be easily figured out by anybody. For instance, what is Yogi Bear's friend's name?
Ooh. Oh. I don't know that one.
Boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
That's a tough one, I know. I think he's still on. I'm not certain of that. Who was the first baseman for the San Francisco Giants last year?
Wow, this is odd. It's impromptu.
Well, his name was Brandon Belt. In fact, his name is still Brandon Belt, and unfortunately, he's still the first baseman.
Oh, well, that's nice. I guess I'm not involved in the
MLB. You're not National League, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for speaking with us today. Xavier Martinez. I didn't miss anybody, did I? That was Trent. Okay, Xavier.
Yeah.
We're not going to ask you about your activities away from school because you have thousands of activities away from school. What do you do when you're just goofing off?
I really like to play with my dog. She's pretty cool. I don't know. I also like to go.
What kind of dog?
She's a Saint Berdoodle, so half poodle, half Saint Bernard.
Half Saint Barnyard?
Yeah.
How much does she weigh?
She's like 3/4 poodle, so she only weighs like 50 pounds. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's smaller than a lab.
Yeah, but she's only, she's like a year old, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is she eating the couch yet?
not yet, but, you know, sometimes we'll find things here and there.
Well, what's her personality? More poodle or more Saint Bernard?
I don't know. I think it's a pretty good, you know, nice blend, you know. She's definitely,
Is she a plodding walker? Does she walk like a Saint Bernard?
Yeah, she definitely, yeah, yes, I'd say so.
And why did you get her?
Well, my friend, actually, like breeds dogs, and
ooh.
I was like talking to her, and she's like, "Oh yeah, we have dogs." And you know, I was like, "Oh, can I go see him?" And then I texted my mom a picture, and
done.
We knew it. We had to put our other dog down like a couple months before, so it's kind of good timing.
No, that's good. That's good. If you're a good dog owner, you have to keep wanting dogs. Now, what does she want when she says, "I'm hungry"? Is there any doubt in your mind that this is a hungry dog?
She doesn't eat that. I don't know. She's pretty. Even tempered, so.
She going to go watch you with Mr. Panther?
Definitely.
For Could sure. be part of your talent act.
Yeah, I think she probably will be.
Frisbee catching. Mario Marino. I'm sorry. Mario. Mario, come forward. What's your last name?
Murillo.
There yes. you go. Two L's make a Y, and there's no way around that.
Exactly.
Let's talk about your. With all the instruments you play, your activity after school might have something to do with music. Do you play in any bands besides the school?
I'm in chamber choir with my buddy over here, Mason Atwood. So that's we do that too. And then
you guys do Gregorian chants?
Oh, indubitably. Come on now.
Indubitably?
Indubitably.
That wasn't even a word in Gregorian chant time.
We'll never know.
Well, you're right. We may have to go back in time and see if anyone ever says indubitably, and it'll take a while before we know.
Perhaps.
So you are a tenor, baritone, alto?
Tenor. I'm a tenor.
Tenor. I would have thought baritone.
Probably.
Tenors get all the dates, though, and all the gigs, so he might as well be a tenor. Ask Steve Perry. By the way, hypothetical question, what group did Steve Perry sing for?
Aerosmith. No, that's Steven Tyler. No idea.
Think.
Ah.
Starts with a J?
J.
When the lights go down in the city? Journey is the answer to the question.
Okay, I have a question for you then.
Okay.
So, in the song Africa by Toto,
yes.
It says that Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. So, and what? Where is Kilimanjaro?
Tanganyika.
What?
It's in Tanganyika.
Close. Yeah, it's in Tanzania.
Oh, Tanzania?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Impromptu questions are a bitch. Give me another one.
Hey, I'll drink to that. That's correct.
That's the only one we know?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Good enough. Thanks for your time, Mario Murillo and Diego Navarro. Who's got the biggest smile in the room is Diego.
Yep. Go Dogs.
So you're in, right? You've accepted?
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
Where are you going to live?
You know, I haven't decided yet.
Freshman year, you have to live in the dorms. You won't have any stories to tell at Christmas.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'll meet a lot of people, and you won't get much sleep, so you might as well live somewhere in the dorms. First year, did they let you live off campus in your freshman year?
I believe they do, just because they have so many people that attend the school that they give that freedom.
A lot of schools won't let freshmen have cars.
No, I probably won't take my car at Seattle.
You don't need a car?
Probably not. Ride the bus. Oh, they have line bikes? You can just scan your phone and it unlocks?
Off you go.
Pretty sweet.
Because if you're First Avenue or Pike Market, that's a long way home to the U District, but you'll figure it out. Tell me about what you're going to wear to impress on the night of the big party.
I'll be looking clean. Probably suit and tie. No, probably bow tie, actually. I like rocking the bow tie.
Any costume changes planned? Because some of the other guys are going like three different ways.
For this, can I tell you about my swimwear?
You may, of course.
I will probably wear some flippers. Some short shorts, probably bikini top, snorkel gear.
Bikini top because you're so modest.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
You got to fit the part of a mermaid.
And you're heading off. By the way, when are you going to UW? August?
It's late September. I think it's the 25th.
Okay. We have to take a... Wait, how can I do this and be fair to everybody? Let's bring up Jake because it's the only way to be fair. Jake Wiersma, thanks for being here. What about your outfit for the big party on the 23rd?
No,
think about it.
I don't really know. Yeah.
Because when you take the stage, people are going to start they're going to make their mind up. They'll start deciding as soon as they see you.
That's
you want to look sharp. So what do you think? Seersucker suit?
Sure.
Unlikely, but still.
Else? I might need some help with that.
You can wear a pork pie hat and look like a Thelonious Monk.
I have no idea what that is.
Sort of like he's a 50 hipsters piano player.
Oh,
he's a jazz man. Yeah, would not be a bad look, especially for Mr. Panther. When you decided to go for Mr. Panther, did you have any regrets getting in on this sort of a circus ride?
Well, a little bit. It's probably going to be kind of embarrassing, but...
I think everyone's going to have an opportunity to be embarrassed.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the step just past embarrassment? What do you call that?
Failure.
Oh, all the good answers today. We're going to take a break and come back, talk with who's going to be the most logical choice for Mr. Panther.
So you've heard about the Orthodox Christian Church, but you still may be scratching your head. It's different, you say, but it wasn't different to any Christian living in the first 1,000 years after the resurrection of Jesus. It was simply mere Christianity. Through it, we encounter the living God in a richness that cannot be described. Come and see. Visit Three Hierarchs Orthodox Church at the corner of Western and Maiden Lane and check out bestkeptsecret.today.
News Radio 560 KPQ. We're really short on time, but we're going to have everybody up at the microphone one more time. Mason Atwood, tell us why we should vote for you and make you Mr. Panther.
You should vote for me because I bring something new to the table. I'm heavily involved around the community, whether it be Apple Blossom or MTW Productions, and I have musical theater history, and I have a good stage presence.
There you go. Mason Brown, step forward. Why should we vote for you?
I'm going to try really hard and have fun, and I'm going to have a lot of student debt, so that'd be fun.
Good. What's your major going to be?
Aerospace engineering.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, build something better than the 737. Darius Carlson, why should we vote for you?
I'll let my performance speak for itself. Also, shout out to my mom.
To his mom, very good. Cole Hansen, why should we vote for you, sir?
Vote for me because I think I represent this community well, and my talent is going to be something to remember.
Ethan Harris, please step forward.
You should vote for me because I'm energized, motivated, and overdramatic, which is everything Mr. Panther is.
Trent Jager, step forward.
Hi, I'm a risk taker, and I'm going to have as much fun as I can, and I am really excited to be
here. You have a shout-out?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out my mom, who's listening in her car right now.
All right. Love you, Mom. Stay in your lane, Mom. Mario Murillo.
You should vote for me or hope that I win because... please. shout out to my parents. They don't speak English, so they have no idea what I'm saying. Also, shout out to Isabel Massey. Yeah.
Diego Navarro, please.
You should hope that I win because, you know, I'm just going to go up there and be myself. And also, quick shout out to my boy No Pizzy, who's in California listening, and Chris Bishop. Go, Dogs.
So who's the guy in California? Where's he listening?
He goes to Azusa Pacific.
Okay. So he's in Azusa, California.
Yep.
East of L.A. Jake Wiersma.
You'll regret it big time if you don't vote for me. Just kidding. I don't care who you vote for.
Shout out?
Shout out to my mom, I guess.
There you go. Yeah. It's always a good one. You can't go wrong. 12:54, we got to go.
You're listening. Here's your News Radio 560 KPQ Business and Financial News. For more details, head to our website.